Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Yeah, it is.
What a day. You think we were going to talk about what we're about to talk about when we got in here today?
No.
Me neither.
All excited about the Kentucky Derby fail. I was like, yeah, that guy cheated.
What was the horse was on steroids?
It had are you ready for this? A picogram, which is like a grain of salt inside of a an Olympic-sized pool detection. And because of that, they're now going to look and see if he cheated. Of course he cheated. That's part of being a sports person.
Yeah. I think it's a crisis. I'd call in the National Guard. Just like Veterans Memorial Coliseum, I think that's a crisis. I think we need the National Guard. So here's what happened. If you just are tuning in, okay? Earlier today, we talked to KTAR reporter Allie Vetner. She was verbally assaulted by a crazy QAnon loon that was at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Doesn't look like he's on any list to get in, but he was also allowed in by security. And he told them that he had a knife, and they said, sure, go on in.
Sure.
So that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Great security. Wonderful. Just wonderful. The other story is we finally got to talk to a Republican here in town that thinks what's going on with the audit is disgraceful. And so we invited him on the show. We're all on the same page. It's me. It's you. It's Arizona State Senator Paul Boyer. He said the quote, this audit, and he's talking about the Republicans, makes us look like idiots.
And he told that to who?
The New York Times.
New York Times.
So we brought him on the show, and I don't know who crapped in his cereal today, but listen to this interview. We're going to play a portion of it. Here's how it started on KTAR.
The nation is looking. Heck, it was on John Oliver this weekend. It's been on just about everything. Everybody's got some sort of opinion about it. It is the audit slash fraudit, depending on who you're talking to. But the reality is it's not a good look. Joining us now is State Senator, a Republican State Senator. Paul Boyer joins us right now. And let's be real here. I don't know how it was sold to you, but how it looks to the rest of the country and to us is an absolute joke and ridiculous.
Sure. Was there a question in there?
Well, I mean, how was it sold to you? Because it could have been one person could have stopped this thing down, but that didn't happen. And
or do you agree it's a joke and it's ridiculous?
Well, first off, I don't know that one person could have voted, because the only vote we took was whether or not to hold the county board of supervisors in contempt, which obviously I voted no on. Mm-hmm. Well, it did go through Senate Judiciary, which I'm not a member of, where they voted on the subpoena, the original subpoena. And then they revoted it in January. And so I guess that was a vote, but that was by the Senate Judiciary Committee. It was pitched to us as by our leadership is the Senate president was interviewing several firms and she was going to hire the best one.
All right. And now you see what's happened and you think what?
Well, it obviously wasn't the best firm. My expectation was that it would be a firm that would audit. And by definition, an audit should be independent, because otherwise you're just rubber stamping. And so I was looking for a firm that had no preconceived notions going into it. And obviously this firm did not.
Let me ask it again. You see what's happening right now and you think what? You haven't answered the question yet. You've looked at this. We've looked at it. The world is looking at it. You're looking at it. You think what?
Well, I'll ask you, what's the that you're referring to? Are you referring to the bamboo?
No,
are you referring to the firm? It's a loaded question. There's a lot going on here.
The way that it's been handled, cyber ninjas, the bamboo, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. To say that there were 40,000 ballots flown in from South Korea, someone's been watching too many Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah, I don't know why it took us four times to get there, but GOP State Senator Paul Boyer is joining us. Okay, so you're looking at it. You think it's stupid. I saw that you said your quote is, it makes us look like idiots. Do you still think it makes you guys look like idiots?
I do.
And what are you going to do about it?
Well, this is unprecedented for all of us. I can complain about it, but at the end of the day, it's driven by leadership.
Talking to GOP State Senator Paul Boyer here as we talk about the audit that is going on. Obviously, you said the leadership, which is questionable in itself, considering the leadership like the likes of that are out there, especially the person leading the GOP here, Kelly Ward, seems to be doing so much stuff. Are you worried? Are your Republican colleagues worried that not only is this making Arizona at times look like just ridiculous, but people in the Republican Party are saying, you know what, I've had enough of this because it feels like this is just a built on cue and craziness?
Yeah, I definitely think Republicans, independents, Democrats, everyone is looking at this with bemusement.
All right. So where do we go from here? You said the quote, it makes us look like idiots. You know, is there a way to cut this thing and run? Is there a way to end it or no?
Again, that'd have to be up to leadership. If the Senate president was willing to say enough is enough, then certainly. Mm-hmm. But can one state senator make that call? No.
Well, where are the rest of you guys? Because, like, I give you a little credit for coming out and saying this thing is a disgrace. I mean, it's easy to watch and say that, but Republicans don't come out and go against Trump. They never do. They always cower. You've got to kiss the ring. It's one of those things where now you see what you voted for. Now you see what you've done. You'd probably want to take your vote back. But where are the rest of you guys? Do your friends in the GOP think this is a good look?
I mean, my caucus is still mad at me over the big tobacco vote from last week when they all sided with the big tobacco. So,
but we're not talking about big tobacco. What we're talking about is my vote, because I'm in Maricopa County. My vote is sitting on a table and some dope is looking at it. And this is something you voted for. And this is something that your friends in the Republican Party voted for.
So I guess
I guess my point is, you know, you've come out and said, hey, this thing's a disaster. OK, that's cool. I'm glad you did that. But where's everybody else?
Well, first off, I didn't vote for the audit. What's next and why aren't my colleagues? The point on the big tobacco issue was I'm not always in line with my caucus. And so I can't speak for them. And the fact that no one else is saying this, I don't agree with them on many things. I mean, I have a DACA bill that's coming up on the House floor today. So I'm one member who's independent. I vote independently, and I vote what I think is the best policy. That's all I can tell you.
GOP State Senator Paul Boyer is joining us. Do you think that something went wrong and that the election was stolen? Is that in your head?
It's not in my head.
What's in your head? Do you agree with that or not?
No, I don't agree with that. What I think happened is you had 35,000 Arizona Republicans that left the top of the ticket blank, that decided not to vote for then President Trump.
So you don't think that there are these drop floors and poll places? You're not on board with any of that stuff. You thought the election you thought the election was fair, yes?
I do.
Okay.
So talking to State Senator Paul Boyer here in Arizona as we talk about the audit going on. So you've talked to none of your colleagues, just even aside, where somebody's come up to you and say, hey, Paul, I can't say it, man, because I don't want to end up being like Liz Cheney, where everybody, you know, just basically throws stones at me. But I agree with you. I think this is a bunch of baloney. Have you talked to anybody about that?
We don't talk about the audit much. At least no one talks to me about it. Maybe they all know my opinion on it.
Have you been down there? If you went down there today, would they allow you to get in and take a look around at all?
I suppose I could ask.
The whole thing to me just seems insane. And the way that from the treasure hunter to, you know, I feel like this cyber guy is just about, you know, he just wants to get this thing done so we can get his 150 grand and bounce. And at the same time, I look at the Republican Party and the struggles they're having, you know, two Senate seats, you know, going to Washington. They're Democrats. The state is essentially headed blue and may turn, I mean, headed, you know, it's purple, may turn blue. And I feel like this is not going to help. There's a lot of people out there that have just had enough. And I don't think anybody in the Republican Party feels like they care about the party. They care about the party of Trump.
Do you want to say anything or are you just going to stay silent?
Well, I mean, was there a question in there?
I don't know, man. It's a conversation. It's like you've never had a conversation before. Do you want to talk about that or not?
I mean, hey, you can be rude to your guests.
I'm not being rude. You're being quiet. You're not having a conversation, man. You're not. We just had 10 seconds of dead air. Did you want to comment on that or no?
Again, do you have a question?
Okay. Senator, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Senator.
You got it.
Thanks a lot. Okay. That was super awkward.
Thanks, Senator.
You know what's awesome?
What?
Is he's the only guy that you can have an interview with, ask him a question, go get a cup of coffee, come back, forget that you put cream in your coffee, go back to the kitchen, put the cream in the coffee, come back, and he still hasn't answered the question.
He's thinking about it.
He's thinking
about it.
Look,
he had the cojones to come on and somewhat defend his position. It just...
Why don't we do this? Let's talk about it.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
What happened? I mean, what was the deal? I mean, we're on his side on this thing.
You spoke to the New York Times. We didn't.
Right.
We've been saying this is BS for a long time.
So we'll talk about that very strange interview. I want to try something. We'll talk about that strange interview coming up on... KTAR. See, it's that pause. It might be good.
It's good. People lean in.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
That's right. And Gatos and Chad Show, the home for super awkward interviews. I'm with you, man. Yeah, I'm glad that you know, Paul Boyer, he's a Republican, Arizona State Senator, came out and said it's making their party look like idiots. That's his words. I'm glad he did it, but I felt like he didn't want to be on the show. And I don't know. It's like he decided, if you're not going to ask me, you know, because sometimes we ask questions, but also sometimes we have a conversation.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to have a conversation. So it's up to him.
You want to answer questions in a, you know, you throw a question out there. And the whole thought process is you're not throwing a yes or no question. It's a little open-ended so they can talk about the process of whatever it is there. But instead, he wanted some yes or no. And look, you know what? He came on. Kudos to him. But at the end of the day, it's like, did you learn anything new? No. I mean, I think he's – this entire thing with, like, you know, bowing down to these people who love Trump is just so bizarre.
Yeah, but it keeps happening, and I hope it doesn't continue to happen.
It's happening with Liz Cheney right now.
Yeah.
Right? And by the way, the person that they're going to push forward into Liz Cheney's position, Liz Cheney voted far more. The things that mattered, backing the president when it actually mattered in the bills, Liz Cheney backed Trump far more than Elaine Stefanik did, and it still doesn't matter because it's about the perception, and that's where we live. We live in a world where it's all about the front. Right. How do I look? Not whether or not I did it correctly.
If you're a Republican, it seems like you can't disagree with the former president, because if you do, and if you like, here's the thing. If you don't agree with him that the election was stolen, you failed the loyalty test to be a Republican.
Yeah.
And like, that's why I like Liz Cheney. I tweeted about it. I'm like, I'd like to vote for her for president.
Yeah.
And it's not just because she goes against Trump. It's just like, here's a good politician to me. Someone who is up for re-election, someone whose job is on the line, and they come out and they actually answer the tough questions and sometimes even go with an unpopular move.
100%.
It means that they are working for us.
Absolutely.
And I just don't think anyone's working for us.
Nope.
So that's the type of politician I like. I don't think it exists, by the way. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I can't stand either party. I'm going to be firmly independent and loving it. But the politician that I like is someone out there who's up for re-election and still says, I'm going with what I think is right here.
Yeah.
Not with what he thinks is right.
Not what's the best for my party,
yeah.
Not what's the best for me personally, but what's the best for the people.
Right.
And remember, in that party, personal, and people will always end up third.
All right. If you thought the interview with Paul Boyer, Arizona State Senator, was kind of crazy, because I thought it was, that's not the craziest thing that came out of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum today. Apparently, QAnon got in the face of one of our KTAR reporters inside Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and he was carrying a knife. Great security, guys.
Well, it's the Arizona Rangers?
We're going to talk to that reporter next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, a lot of disturbing things have happened at the madhouse on McDowell. And now we've got something strange that happened to one of our reporters. KTAR News, Allie Vetner joins us on KTAR. Hello, Allie.
Hello.
So you were down at the audit today, and there was an incident. You're at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. You're trying to do your job. You're going there to cover a story that Chad and I have said is absolutely ridiculous. But from what I understand, you got verbally assaulted.
Yeah, it was a bizarre experience. I was just working on one of my scripts. I'm sitting there, first of all, with binoculars, which we've now become accustomed to using because we're trying to check out what's going on the floor there. And I had a, I would say, guy probably not much older than me, maybe early 30s, talking to me about asking me what news network I was with and what I was reporting on. And once he saw and heard that I was with KTAR, he kind of just went on a little bit of a rant, and he mentioned you two and asked if I agree with what you guys say. And I, at first, I was a little confused as to what he was talking about, and then he kept talking about his one of his close friends that he went to D.C. with, and he said, you might know him as the individual with the horns. His name is Jake. And as soon as I heard that, I think anybody in Arizona can kind of put the two and two together. And he seems to be a good friend of the man that stormed the Capitol that made lots of national headlines. And he happened to hear what you guys said about him on his show, and he wanted to ask me if I agreed with you. And he said that he tried calling into KTAR. He wanted to get on with the station. He was so upset with what you guys said, and we were so biased. KTAR was so biased, but I tried to explain to him that you guys are talk show hosts with personalities, and I mean, yes, I have a personality in mind.
But you're a journalist.
Yeah, exactly. So as a reporter, we are here to tell you the news, and yeah. I'm live in the news center. I'm not live in the Chad and Gato studio.
You're who, what, when, how, and why. Here's the information, and everybody else can go from there. Talking to Allie Vetner, our crack reporter, who was down there today. So this guy is. You know, he's up in your grill about this insanity, because obviously he seems to be all together there when it comes to this. Was he supposed to even be there, Al?
I don't really know the answer to that question. I know that there is an approved credentialed media list, which in itself was kind of a little bit chaotic this morning when I arrived at the Coliseum. I know that I was approved for that list, but my name wasn't on that list, and the sheriffs weren't letting me in the building, and I had to sit outside and wait until we spoke to certain individuals, and everybody walkie-talkie to each other, and somehow then I got in the building. Well, I don't know who this guy was, yes, I regret now not asking him his name, but I also was just trying to get ready for my live report. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we were all outside of the chain link fences, outside of the Coliseum, walking in together. Everybody's kind of waiting to be, you know, escorted in by the sheriffs, if you will. And I can't tell you what network he was with. I don't know who he was.
So he may not have been with any news media.
No.
Okay.
He was identifying himself as a patriot.
Does he have room to roam in there? Because you guys are all kind of kept in a little area, right?
Correct. Yeah. It's the press box at the Coliseum, which is about two rows. You have a couple of desks, and everybody was kind of respecting each other's personal space. But I mean, he sat in the chair next to me when he was trying to talk
so
to me.
You go so. Through what? The metal detector.
Mm-hmm.
Did he go through the metal detector?
He did.
And what happened?
Before we were out on the deck outside of the Coliseum, like on the west side, kind of by the fairgrounds, you know, and when we were waiting to be in through security, he was talking to the sheriffs, and everybody was being friendly, and he was saying, hey, you know, I have a knife on my backpack. Is that going to be a problem? And he was basically told to just put the knife in his backpack.
So they let him in with a knife, and we don't know if he's credentialed. But he walked in still and had the same access you did, but we don't know if he's with the media. So they just let anybody in, I guess.
It was a bizarre experience.
Okay, did you feel like... listen, I'll pull it back. I know you I've known Allie Vetner for a long time. She's as tough as they come. And, you know, I never have to worry. I never personally, I don't worry about you when you go out and you do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel uncomfortable because did you feel like, I've really got to stop this conversation? I already saw that this guy has a knife. Mm. I already saw that this guy isn't really a reporter. Yeah. I know all these other reporters that are here, but this guy's just sitting here peppering me and being rude and almost, on top of me. And he's, talking about Chad and I, and he doesn't like us, poor baby.
Yeah.
Did you feel unsafe?
It was an uncomfortable experience. I don't know if I would go as far as saying I felt unsafe, but I did feel uncomfortable. It was a guy talking to me, questioning me on my stances and political opinions. And I said to him, I'm a reporter. I am a college graduate with a journalism degree, and I am here to tell the story as I see it and what I'm being told from, the election audit liaison. And that's that. But for him to say, I don't respect what KTAR says because you are biased, and to continue to push to say, honesty and the truth will prevail, and you are not telling that, it's insulting.
Well, it sounds like he was at the Capitol with the QAnon shaman.
Yes.
So I think we know about this guy that we really need to know.
He did tell me that, and he was saying, they drove to D.C. and
Really?
I did hear that. Yeah, and he was just saying,
he's well above board.
Upset what he heard from you guys, and he said, Jake has a mom, and she heard what you guys said, and
so sad.
I was also told, I will never forget this because it was very interesting. Jake is so kind and loving that he catches flies and releases them into the wild.
Okay. But he wants to go in and kill Pence.
No, he wanted to lead the prayer before the stoning of Mike Pence.
We're glad you're okay. And sorry you have to deal with that. But it's a weird world out there. Ali Vetner, KTAR News. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I can't believe people are so weird.
People are weird, man.
Flies.
This whole thing has... it's unnecessary. People are getting death threats. People are getting verbally assaulted. The whole thing is unnecessary. The election is over. And my biggest part is, apparently the security there, where did they get these guys from, a nursing home? Honestly, because that's from what I understand. They're about 1,000 years old. They wear a uniform, but they're not real police. And they just let people through. So, stop even trying to fake it down there, guys, because...
They got stuff going on, man. You're not paying attention. They got things going.
Yeah, I have a knife. Is that cool? Absolutely, it's cool. Should I go through the metal detector? Nah, it's fine. Why do you have the metal detector here? I don't know.
Who is it? Now, it's supposed to be... Was it supposed to be the... It's not. It's the Arizona Rangers.
I don't know.
That's what I... Who knows?
Not good. Coming up next...
Coming up!
The FDA. Pfizer. Your 12 to 15-year-old, will you get them the vaccine?
I don't know. We'll see. We will see. Will you get yourself a vaccine? Oh, you've already got 12.
I have two.
Gays and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
Now's your chance to get your kid vaccinated if you want, 12 to 15-year-olds. That way you cannot have them... go to camp, because Fauci would be like, don't have them go to camp, because if they go to camp, they'll want to hang out with other kids. And even though they've been vaccinated, that's something we absolutely don't want them to do, because if they get too close, the vaccinations could mix and they would explode. It's the best way to describe it.
I know. And listen, no one likes their kid in a mask.
He said maybe next year by Mother's Day, we might be back to something kind of normal.
Oh, I heard different. I heard the end of August.
No, he said by Mother's Day.
They change it every day. So with masks and kids, all right, I get it. Why they're wearing a mask, I understand it. I don't think any of us like it. Some of you don't understand it. That's fine. You have a different opinion. That's fine. Here's the sad thing, because I'm hoping that our kids will not be in a mask when they return to school. I'm hoping that, if we all do our job, go get vaccinated, this thing is going to go away. Not permanently, but it's going to be really, we're going to be able to handle it much better.
Like the flu.
Yeah.
We don't stop everything for the flu.
No, no. So we were at a Mother's Day.
Get together
yesterday. And there was a kid there, right? And I think he's 9. Loves Spider-Man. Okay. So I'm talking to the kid, right?
All right.
8 or 9. You can see. You know what a farmer's tan is?
Yeah.
He's got a mask tan.
Yeah.
where he wears his mask.
It's ridiculous.
Right? His face is somewhat tan, but you can see the mask and the lines that head to his ear.
I've got a hat tan.
Look, you have a hat tan?
Look.
Oh, yes, you do. It's awesome.
From golfing so much.
Yeah, but that's okay. It made me sad to look at him, and he's got a mask tan.
It's just ridiculous.
No kid should have a mask tan. Because even, like, you know, when you're outside, and there are some schools that said, okay, listen, if you're outside and you're playing, you could take your mask off. I'm totally cool with that. If you're inside, yeah, keep the mask on. Let's get through the year. There's only a week left in school anyway. But everybody wants to complain about that. And anyway, 12 to 15-year-olds. I mean, what percentage do we need to put a dent in this thing? Half?
It's going to be
more for adults. I mean, adults, it's going to be over 50%. I get that. But for kids, 12 to 15, then they're going to go younger, too, and have the vaccine.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it. I think this thing is safe. I think they've checked it out. It wasn't rushed. If you think it was rushed, you need to do your research. But again, it's your kid, and you've got to figure out what you'd like to do with your child. That's it.
That's the way I approach my little ones, and I do it that way. Jack's still too young to get one. I'm not sold that he would get one, even if they offered it to him, because at this point in time, you know, I mean, he's already had it, and so I'm not really too worried about it. And I think that every once in a while, it's okay for kids to get a little sick and their antibodies to build up, but also their immune system to work every once in a great while, right? Use it or lose it. In saying that, everybody's got to do what's best for them and their family. And that's the way it should be. So you make those decisions based on your experiences and how you're living.